Last week on the episode, we found under a box in the storage closet,
Cliff.
Kathy Griffin, she was drinking a nice strong cup of Folgers crystals, and it just happened. You know, sometimes there's synergy with this and our Kathy Griffin spin.
There he is, Cliff. Speaking of that, I think it's time to take a little break.
Here they are again. Two fat people who need help.
You got bills to pay and the rent is due, but you spent your money all up on food. Your car blew up into a fireball. It would be nice to escape it all. To go someplace where the laughs are free, and there are bad jokes and bad hosts and bits of humanity. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall, coast to coast. We're the show that'll never say die. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall are your hosts. Come along for the ride, where we can laugh about everything and make it through anything. Belch in your face and hear that ding-a-ring. And occasionally we sing. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall and all the friends are here and ready to go. And now that you, the listener, are here, we're ready to start the show.
Oh, this week we're talking about breakfast. The most important meal of the day.
Sure it is.
Cliff and Kendall.
Which we will either prove or disprove. Hey, bitches!
Hey, bitches!
Are you eating a blizzard?
I'm just finishing up my breakfast over here.
Oh, my God. Cliff, I think when the researchers were saying breakfast is the most important part of the meal of the day, I don't think they had a blizzard in mind.
I read it wrong, Kendall. In one ear, out the other, the fat globules in my brain. I thought they said blizzards are the most important meal of the day. So I went and got a confetti cake blizzard.
That's what I hear when you're coming down the hall with your blizzard.
I know. If only it were not true.
If there were a theme song to my life, that would be it. It would just be as I walk around everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so sad. The other one would be.
Oh, shit.
They're like, oh, we found Kendall eating again.
We found more food wrappers.
Oh, so Cliff, what do you think about breakfast? First of all, what's your take on breakfast?
I don't know how we neglected to cover this in our Make Out with Controversy episode so many years ago.
We just didn't have time, Cliff. We
didn't
have time talking about food.
I think breakfast is very important, as I think all meals, and any time I can shove food in my enormous face, is important.
All right, well, you heard it here first, listeners. Let's start that sad music. That's the show.
What about you, Kendall?
Cliff, I do believe that breakfast is important, but on the other hand, I don't usually eat it, and I think you can go without eating breakfast and be just fine.
Oh my God, Kendall, that's probably why you are enormous, because you never eat breakfast.
I think there's a lot of reasons I'm enormous, and that's one on a long list of reasons.
Kendall, now, if you're trying to drop a few pounds, sitting down to a healthy, high-fiber breakfast could be the key to success. Did you know this, Kendall? Men and women, they just are, the more fiber they eat in a breakfast time setting, the more proven it is that they will shed the pounds.
I know. Nutritional experts, Cliff, refer to breakfast as the most important meal of the day because they cite studies that find people who skip breakfast are disproportionately likely to have problems with concentration, metabolism, and weight.
I think that's our
problem. I said it's important. Yeah, but the problem is when you are not skipping breakfast, but you're having a blizzard, that doesn't count.
Kendall, blizzards, everybody knows, are part of a complete breakfast, not the whole complete breakfast. I had a wedge of cantaloupe before I ate this.
Okay, look, I'm going to prove a point here, because I've done a little research of my own.
So
I have someone that called in. And I'm going to play it for you, and then I'll tell you my research findings afterwards.
All right.
Here we go.
Hello, Cliff and Kendall. I thought I'd call in and give you my view on the breakfast deal. I think that people should eat breakfast. I know that I don't always practice what I preach, but just to prove a point, when Kendall was a little boy, he had breakfast every morning, and it gave him a whole lot of energy, and he learned everything he could learn, and that's the reason he's so smart today.
Right.
So just saying, breakfast is good for you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, so what we've learned, the facts that are that I had breakfast as a kid every morning. Did I, in fact, lose all this weight and become supermodel skinny?
No.
Therefore, ergo, breakfast does not make you skinny. It made me fat.
No.
Okay, oh, but now did you sit down to a bowl of Wheaties, the breakfast of champions, or did you sit down to a bowl stacked high with pancake syrup and sausage links, the breakfast of fatso?
I'm not going to lie and say there weren't pancakes thrown in there sometimes. But the researchers don't say, you know, because breakfast is breaking your fast for the night.
Break
right?
your goddamn fast, Kendall.
So they always say that it's really important for kids to eat breakfast because when a child is developing and growing, if you don't have breakfast, you can go as long as 18 hours without eating. And this, like, period of semi-starvation, which we never feel, ever, can create physical, intellectual, and behavioral problems for them.
Sure.
And people that eat breakfast in an attempt to lose weight are more likely to lose weight, and skipping breakfast is strongly linked to development of obesity, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, I'm just saying... I'm just saying that all this research points to eating breakfast, but it still made me fat. It didn't help me lose any weight.
Listen to this, Kendall. Sit down to a... healthy breakfast. And who knows, you might even add years to your life. Researchers from the Bushelltown Centenarian Study recently reported that people who reach the ripe old age of 100 tend to consume breakfast more regularly than those who skip the first meal of the day, who tend to die young. Kendall, listen to the research.
Well, I can't speak on anything from a skinny point of view because I've never been there.
No, we can't. We cannot offer that perspective. For that, we have to leave it to Ira Glass.
Oh, God. He is skinny. God. He's way skinnier than we are.
I know. I hate him. Hate him!
Now, do you eat breakfast now? Not counting this blizzard. Do you normally eat breakfast on a regular basis?
Yes.
You do?
I normally eat a small breakfast, like a bar or something, you know.
Yeah.
Our bodies reject healthy food the way some people just reject the wrong type of blood.
And I know.
That, not a joke, Kendall. I'd give anything.
Ooh.
Anything if it were. But it's
I wish my body would reject fat. Because I might have a chance then in life.
I know.
Oh, Cliff, you know, a blind Kendall. Man, he walked into a store with a seeing eye dog. And all of a sudden, he picks up his dog by the leash, starts swinging around his head, and the manager runs over and says, "What are you doing?" And the blind man says, "I'm just looking around."
Oh, shit. That was the seeing eye dog. Two little boys, Kendall, are talking in the backyard. "My daddy's got a penis," says the first. "My daddy's got two penises," says the second. "No way," says the first. "Yeah," says the second. "He's got a small one to pee with and a great big one to clean the babysitter's teeth." Clean them.
Wow. I wonder what kind of toothpaste he uses, Cliff.
I don't know.
Cliff, an elderly...
That was the babysitter, yeah.
...widow and widower were dating for about 5 years.
Oh.
And the man finally decided to ask her to marry him, Cliff. It was so beautiful. It was such a romantic, wonderful moment. She immediately said yes. And the next morning, when he awoke, he couldn't remember what the answer was. Was she happy? I think so. No, she did look at me funny. You know, old people, they have problems with memory, Cliff.
So old
After about an hour trying to remember this to no avail, he got on the telephone, gave her a call. And embarrassed, he admitted that he didn't remember her answer to the marriage proposal. And she said, "Oh, I'm so glad you called. I remember saying yes to something, but I couldn't remember what."
Oh,
aren't old people funny, Cliff? Will anybody ever salute them?
They always say the darndest things. Kendall, there was a patient who asked his dentist, says, "Do you extract teeth painlessly?" And the dentist says, "Not always. The other day I nearly dislocated my wrist." Kendall, one sperm says to the other, How long will it take us to get to the womb? And the other sperm replies, well, quite a while. We have to pass the tonsils first. And Kendall, what is the ultimate in rejection?
Oh, I don't know. I probably got a whole list of them.
Oh, it's when you're masturbating, Kendall. When you're making a deposit in the old spank bank and your hand, it just falls asleep.
Oh, Cliff. Terrible. Oh, Cliff, a man and his wife are driving down the road and a cop pulls them over. So the cop says to the man, do you know you were speeding? And the man says, no, sir, I did not know I was speeding. The man's wife yells, yes, you did. You knew you were speeding. I've been yelling at you to slow down for miles. And the man said, shut up to his wife. He said, shut the hell up, sit back and be quiet. And the cop says, well, since I got you pulled over, did you know your tag on your license plate's expired? He said, no, sir, I did not know that. And his wife says, whatever, I've been telling you to get that updated for 2 months now. And he said, shut up, sit up, sit your ass in the seat and shut up. Mind your own business.
So God.
The cop is curious at this point, walks over to the woman and says, does he always talk to you that way? And she said, no, only when he's drinking.
Bitch. Scandal. A little boy had a homework assignment to compare theory and reality, and the boy asked his father, what's the difference between a theory and a reality? And daddy, he just told him that to ask his mama if she would give the mailman a BJ for $1 million. I don't know why. And so, little boy, he asked his mama, and she says, well, of course, son, I would, of course, do that to the mailman for $1 million. Go tell your father. And the boy tells his father, whoa, mom's doing this for $1 million. And the dad says, well, go ask your sister if she'd give the mailman a little tonsil massage for $1 million. And the boy asks his sister, and she says, yes, of course, brother dear. And the boy goes and tells his father, and both his mom and sister would give the mailman a BJ for $1 million. And the dad, he says, well, in theory, we're multimillionaires, but in reality, we live with two cocksuckers.
Oh.
Two.
Cliff, for $1 million, bring the mailman over here.
Bring him on. For $1 million apiece, take me to the post office.
Oh, Cliff, after that, I got to take a break.
I would need a break after that, too.
Yeah, well, listeners, we're going to head to the post office. We'll be right back.
Occupy this, everybody.
Cliff and Kendall will be right back after they're fed and watered.
Breakfast? Who's got time for breakfast?
No time, hon. I'll eat with the guys.
Now I keep them home for breakfast, and Hostess helps.
Wow, Hostess donuts and crumb cakes. Cinnamon.
Powdered donut for me.
Tastes great, huh, that?
And you know, breakfast at home costs about half the price of eating out.
That's important.
So,
keep them home for breakfast.
With Hostess. And save.
What a great break. But I'm glad we're back. Back for more, just like Cliff and Kendall.
Make me some hotcakes and sausage. Make them nice and brown. Hotcakes and sausage. Flip them upside down. I'm so tired of roaming. Gone from town to town. Made up my mind now, I'm gonna settle down. So mix them with some loving, you know the kind I need. Then serve them with your hugging, some coffee, some cream. Hot cakes and sausage, kiss me honey do. Cause your brand new loving brought me home to you.
All right, we're back.
We're back, Kendall, we're so back. It's very scary.
Both my backs are back.
My back and my front back, which is what I referred to my front as.
That's sad. I need some breakfast. That's what I need.
Maybe because I had a big confetti cake blizzard for breakfast. Or maybe...
Yeah.
Maybe just because I'm suicidal. But what I'm going to attempt to do is... throw to the chubby challenge.
Let's just not even speak of it. Let's just let it happen.
Let's just let it happen.
It's time to find out who's lost the most weight or who's gained the least. It's the Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast Chubby Challenge. Susan Cliff.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question
first.
Yeah,
your show wife is here.
In the story of a voice and a hair.
Never, Kendall. Never. Mr. Snodbottom. Listen to me. write this, I never want to hear tortoise in the hair again in the context of Chubby Challenge.
No, but never. I have a question. I have a question never. About it.
Yeah, what? What's your question?
Did the tortoise ever go backwards?
We don't know, maybe.
They may have left that chapter out because this tortoise is going backwards.
Oh, no.
Should we flip something? Should we flip a script?
Flip a script. Yeah. Here we go. Do you have anything to flip? Writing or not writing side of this gum package.
Okay. Writing.
Writing side up.
All right, so you go first. Okay.
Let me first preface this by saying the scale did a little something weird this morning when I stepped on it.
Yeah, it screamed.
It said, get off of me, you stupid fat fuck. But then, after it said that, it was a digital readout scale. You know, it did one of the things where it says a number and then it immediately switches to another number.
Yeah.
The first number I was very willing to believe because it was huge. But then it switched to another number and it stayed at this other number. Last week, I hopped off immediately after it reached a number that I was suited with. This week, I thought, maybe if I stand here, it'll just keep going down. But I stood there for a minute, and what it told me was I was actually, shockingly, down 0.2, which is it's staying the same.
What?
Yeah. So basically, stay the same. Kendall, what about you?
All right, well, I have a preface to this novel as well. So, usually, when I come into Way with Mr. Snodbottom,
yeah.
I go exercise first, every week. I don't weigh. I never get on a scale without exercising first, uh-huh. because I can't take the heartbreak from a normal weight.
Yeah.
This morning, however, because we wanted to do a breakfast show and get up early to do the show, I didn't have time to go work out, so... Usually when I don't work out, my pound is usually a pound or two higher. So, I gained 1 pound.
Oh, no.
But I think, and that's terrible, and oh, God, awful. But I think in actuality, I probably lost a pound. But we're going to find out next week for real. Next week for real.
Yeah, we'll find out, Kendall. It'll be fine. It'll all work out to the best for those, to the glory of those who love God. And I think... You know, what can you do? We're going to move on from here. The listeners...
We're going to move on. We're going to stop talking about it.
Listeners are saying, I didn't expect it to get so pathetic so quickly, but it has.
Oh, if they know us and they knew it was coming, they've been waiting for this. It's called the Chubby Challenge. It's challenging.
Oh, what is this under... Oh, I thought I told Austin to get rid of this.
Is that a pizza box?
No, I was a fool. I fell prey to the lure of the Domino's artisan pizza.
Well, it's artisan.
Like an asshole, Kendall. Like an asshole. And that's something everybody should know.
It is, Cliff.
I told Austin to get rid of it. He sticks it under the desk in the studio. I think...
At least there's not pizza in it. It's time for the game show that makes you feel dumb.
Trust me.
Things you should know.
No pizza.
And now, here's your host, Cliff and Kendall.
We are.
Oh. We're here. Same as always, just as bad. Cliff, ask me a question that I should know.
All right, Kendall. I think you might know this. You're an animal lover. What does the abbreviation BIS stand for at the Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show?
Oh, Best in Show.
Best in Show.
Oh, whoops, wrong button. Oh.
Of course, we would have won FIS, Fattest in Show.
Fattest in Show. We are the fattest in this show. That's going to be it's Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast, FIS.
FIS.
Cliff, what FML. Is the highest hand? What is the highest? Oh, my breasts feel so large. What is the highest hand in straight poker?
I don't know, but in gay poker, it's four kings.
That's funny. Oh, the highest tan in straight poker, Cliff, is a royal flush.
Okay. Kendall, speaking of such of a...
So four kings?
Yeah. What group embarked on a Coming Out of Their Shells tour in 1990?
Oh, is that the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
A lot of controversy around the new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle movie.
So controversial.
Oh, it is. Cliff? What is the first word played in the Scrabble crossword game rules demonstration game?
Scrabble.
No, horn.
Horn.
Yep.
Whoa. Kendall, what traditional Batman foe killed the second boy wonder, Jason Todd?
The Joker.
The Joker.
Oh, I was right.
And that's no joke. Yeah.
Oh.
You're right.
Were you throwing the bad jokes more?
Here we go, Kendall.
No, Cliff. What fruit is packed with the most calories?
Calories. Fruit, calories. Fruit and bananas.
No.
No.
That is why you're fat. You don't even know. It would be the avocado.
Oh, I was not thinking of that as a fruit.
I know it. It was a trick. A little trick there.
It did cross my mind, Kendall. Finally, what TV network won an Emmy in 1999 for its pioneering Breakfast at Wimbledon coverage?
Oh, Wheaties? Oh, wait. Now, hold on.
Yes.
Back up. What
yes.
TV show is
the
that? What you
TV
said?
Network Wheaties won an Emmy in 1999 for its pioneering Breakfast at Wimbledon coverage.
That network was NBC.
NBC.
I was right. I guessed on three out of those and got them. That's crazy.
Hey, there you go.
I had one more for you.
All right.
Oh, this one's an easy one. What is the psychiatric term for self-love?
Self-love. Masturbation.
No, Cliff. That is narcissism. And that's all the time we have today for things you should... Oh, my God. Join us
what is the psychological term for excessive belching?
I don't know. I'm going to get the psychiatrist on the phone. I got to find out.
Call him. Call the doctor.
You need help, Cliff. You need help.
I know. The listeners need help. They say, we feel like we've been kidnapped with a disgusting person.
Yeah, your favorite part is helping people. So let's help some people. We said last week we're going to find some better Dear Cliff and Kendalls this week. So let's see.
I just wanted some, worth our time.
Yeah, so hopefully they wrote in with some good ones. You've got questions.
We've got answers.
Ask Cliff and Kendall. All right, Cliff, I'll start us off this week.
All right.
Let me turn the music down. It's a little loud. All right. Here we go. All right. Dear Cliff and Kendall, I'm 24, and I love my parents. My mother confided to me that she had been seeing a high school flame behind my father's back. She claims she loves this man and says she has slept with him, but she doesn't want to leave the security my father provides for her. She swore me to secrecy. Meanwhile, my father has started talking to me about their marital problems, and he has confided in me that he is also having extramarital affairs.
Oh my God.
I feel like I should tell him, I feel like I should tell her, but that would betray both of them. At the same time, not telling them, I know I'm betraying them. What the hell should I do? And that's from Caught in the Middle. What do you think, Cliff?
Oh, Caught in the Middle, I would say... Invite both of them and their illicit lovers to dinner and don't tell them the other couple's coming.
Now, that's a very Parent Trap thing of you to do.
Yeah.
If our life was like a Disney movie, that's exactly what to do. Well, see, I think the parents are ridiculous for telling this to their child.
Oh, yeah.
And putting them in the middle in the first place. I think they should
not
have said a word, and I think that they should tell both of them, look, I don't want to be a part of this. You either need to tell them what's going on, or leave me out of it.
Exactly, Kendall. Well said. Okay, I've got one over here.
All right.
All right.
Was it dusty?
I don't know what happened to it. I think Austin, he must have emptied the dustpan under the desk over here, too. I don't know what's going on with it. Dear Cliff and Kendall, I'm a 45-year-old woman who loves your show, A, and B, was in a physically and mentally abusive relationship with my boyfriend of 10 years. It's a terrible situation. Oh. I started having an affair with his best friend, Sam. Oops, I didn't mean to write his real name. I meant Mark, who is 53. About 9 months ago, I've known him for 10 years too, Cliff and Kendall. He was married to 20 years to a woman who, according to him, didn't like him and had him sleeping in another room for the past 10 years. I hope I haven't confused you, Kendall, with all these names, dates, and time periods, but long story short, 6 months ago, Mark and I got caught. Mark's wife kicked him out, and I finally kicked out my mentally and physically abusive boyfriend. As you may have guessed, Cliff and Kendall, Mark moved in. It's been a good 6 months, but I have a question. He wants sex. Oh my gosh, Kendall, almost every night, sometimes twice a day. He never pressures me for it. Rather, Mark just makes it clear he would like to have sex. And on the few occasions I've been too tired or not in the mood, he hasn't really had a problem with it. My question, Cliff and Kendall, is this. Do some men his age really want sex that often? Or do you think it's because now that he is getting some, the sex is great and I'm not complaining, but I'm not sure I can keep up with him, Cliff and Kendall. And here lately, to wrap things up, I find myself having sex, even though I really didn't want to. I think... Because I don't want him looking elsewhere, as it's obvious he was slash is a cheater. I'm just wondering, and that's signed Worn Out in Wilmington.
Oh my God, I don't know what's going on anymore. All right, let's break this down into parts. All right, so she had a boyfriend. She's how old is she?
45. They're all middle aged. She had a boyfriend of a long time. He was not nice. She started dating this other guy who
was married.
Yeah, married to a not nice woman.
Now they're together.
Eventually, now they're together.
They're not married though.
No, they're just okay. They moved in together once the others got kicked out.
Okay.
And she's wondering, he wants sex almost every night, and she's not really into it. What should she do? She says she doesn't want him going looking for somewhere else because she knows he is a cheater. Has cheated in the past.
I don't think he's just going to go looking for sex. If he's with her, it's not just about sex. It's about her. So he's not going to, you know, that shouldn't be a problem. So, I mean, the only other options is to have sex or not. And if you don't, get him on some medication that makes his libido slow down. But I, from what I hear, when you're that, when you get into your middle age as an older man, you don't want to have sex as much. And,
oh, I look forward to that.
And I've heard that women, when they get to that age, are sex maniacs. So I would think it'd be the
sex
opposite.
Sex maniacs, Kendall. If you need help, why don't you just write us, Dear Cliff and Kendall, at cliffandkendall@yahoo.com.
Yep. And we'll be glad to help you. It's our favorite part of the job.
Sure it is.
I feel like we've been talking for 2 minutes. I was like, I have so much more to talk about. Anyway, Cliff, about breakfast. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
It's sad that we couldn't cover more about breakfast. That's what I'm saying.
It is sad.
I think I will, now that I've weighed in and we've done the show, I might just go out and get a tiny spot of breakfast.
I need to make sure there's no other places in here in the studio that Austin is
hidden some pizza.
Food containers. Damn
it. You know, it's really important to have breakfast after a long hangover, after a long night of drinking. Stop it all up. Cliff, if our listeners want to know more about us or breakfast, go to cliffandkendall.com, cliffandkendall.blogspot.com, facebook.com/cliffandkendall. Email us, as you said, at cliffandkendall@yahoo.com, or give us a call on our fat line at 818-3084-FAT.
Sure they can, Kendall. W.C. Fields said, I never drink anything stronger than gin before breakfast. He was a Cliff Kendall of his time.
He was. Cliff, I know family comes first, but shouldn't that mean after breakfast? And that was Jeff Lindsay.
Listeners, I never eat any breakfast. And that was said by Lizzie Borden. Enough said, everybody. Enough said.
I got one final thing to tell you. It's a little excerpt. From Winnie the Pooh. When you wake up in the morning, Pooh, said Piglet at last, what's the first thing you say to yourself? And Pooh says, what's for breakfast? What do you say, Piglet? And she says, Piglet says, I say, I wonder what's going to happen exciting today. And Pooh nodded thoughtfully. It's the same thing.
Oh, Kendall, what's the first thing you say when you get up?
Why am I this fucking fat.
Oh, God, how did I get this fat? That's what I say. And my name is Cliff.
And I'm Kendall. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you here next week.
Oh, you sure we will?
No, you will. You'll see more of us even then.
Oh, God.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast. Cliff and Kendall will be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe.